Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Hey everyone, Josh Ward here from Josh and Swain, and this is Three Things, which will bring you three different sound bites from our show that we thought stood out during the week. It's a bite-sized portion of Josh and Swain as we begin the weekend. If you ever want to listen back to any of our shows, you can find every interview and every full show wherever you listen to podcasts. That includes the free-to-download WNML app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all the third-party apps. All you have to do is search for Josh and Swain. Three things today will begin with some cool stories of VFLs having their names called during the NFL draft. First, Alante Taylor. He was the first Vol selected in this year's draft, going in the second round to the New Orleans Saints. Taylor was drafted a little higher than most projections, but that was really not a surprise to Taylor. He joined Josh and Swain on Friday and took us through the buildup to his phone call from the Saints.
My agents kind of told me, you know, some teams had me going second round, but I had majority third, fourth round projections. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, but I'm also told that I'm in the top 10 corners with a few teams. And so I'm sitting there and he kind of looking at it and I see some corners going off the board. I'm like, the more corners go off, sooner. Like, I feel like my name is moving up on the board. And, you know, the seventh corner came off the board and Andrew Booth going to Minnesota. And I texted my agent. I was like, bro, I've got to be next. I've got to be next, or at least the next two picks. And then they just text me back and say, you know, just be patient, you know, like just relax and just breathe. And I was like, okay. So I put my phone down, man. I leaned back in my chair a little bit. My phone started ringing. First thing that came to my mind was, who is playing on my phone? Like, I don't need anybody just calling me right now. And so I picked it up and it was the Saints. And, you know, it was, I put my head down, tears started to flow right away. But it was exciting, man. My mind went blank. And my favorite word to Coach Allen was, let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Like, every time he said something, I was like, let's get it, Coach. And I'm just ready to go. Like, let's get it. And it was a blessing, man. I'm excited to be here. And I was just glad to have my family and friends be a part of that moment with me.
Alante Taylor, who I think landed in a great spot in New Orleans with head coach Dennis Allen, formerly the team's defensive coordinator. Alante Taylor was the first of two Tennessee defensive backs selected in last month's draft. Theo Jackson was picked in the sixth round by the Tennessee Titans. The cool part about that, besides being drafted, of course, is he was picked by his hometown team. A guy who left Nashville to play for the Vols gets to go back to Nashville to play pro football. Theo Jackson joined Josh and Swain and told us about receiving the call from that 615 area code.
As soon as I seen the 615 number, I knew exactly what team it was. You know, so, you know, it was really just a crazy moment, you know, because I was really just sitting there watching it, you know, because my boy Matt, he had went the round prior, and then Cade, he had went a couple of picks before me. And now, you know, and then, like, once I got that call, I was like this is really it, you know. So, you know, To this day, I still can't, like, actually, like, believe that it happened, you know, like, it's still crazy to me. I'm actually, you know, like an NFL player on, like, my hometown team.
VFL Theo Jackson. Today's three things will finish with an update on a player who might be a Tennessee football player in the future. That's wide receiver Carnell Tate. The five-star prospect in the 2023 class made a return trip to Knoxville last weekend. He was seen at the Tennessee-Georgia baseball game with head coach Josh Heupel, as well as athletic director Danny White and Chancellor Dondi Plowman. So, where do things stand with Tennessee and Carnell Tate? We asked Austin Price of VolQuest.com this week on Josh and Swain.
Well, Tennessee's in as good a position as you can be. Call him the leader, whatever you want to call him. I just think right now that they've done as well as they could possibly do. Again, is that going to be enough to get him across the finish line? We'll see. I do think that he still, you know, would love to do something over the next 30 days or so. It just makes a lot of sense. He would like to come to a resolution on this thing sooner rather than later. Some other schools are trying to get him to hold off. So I think a lot of it depends on you know, when he decides to pull the trigger. If it's within the next 30 days or so, Tennessee's chances to me are as good as anybody's to land Carnell Tate. So, again, getting a commitment out of a kid in June is great. Getting the signature in December, a little bit more difficult. But at the same time, he likes Nico. He likes the staff. And Tennessee has pushed all the right buttons of late for Carnell Tate.
That's Austin Price. Carnell Tate's recruitment will be an important one to pay attention to over the next few weeks, and even after he commits, probably for the next few months. That will do it for today's three things. Remember, you can go back and listen to any of our interviews or full shows from Josh and Swain wherever you listen to podcasts. Thursday and Friday, we had a good amount of conversation on the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Deion Sanders SEC conversation. There was a lot going on in college football this week. Go back and listen anytime in the podcast section of the WNML app, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you find your podcasts. All you have to do is search for Josh and Swain. And don't forget, you can keep up with the show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us at Josh and Swain. Thank you for listening today. We'll talk to you Monday at noon on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.